Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and as always, we're here to play for you the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. This week, we have a very special episode planned for you, not only because we have incredible Canadian jazz coming your way, because come on, we have that every single week. No. This week is a themed episode, and we're going to be celebrating Canadian jazz piano players and the bands that they lead. You know, it goes without saying, but if we're going to be doing an entire episode about jazz pianists, I think it's important to say thank you. You know, thank you to the jazz pianists out there over history and over time who have really paved the way for the music that we know today. They are so important to the jazz tradition. You know, we got icons like Bill Evans and Monk and Chick Corea, Duke Ellington, Art Tatum, and our very own Oscar Peterson. So many more, countless others. So, thank you. Thank you to jazz piano. We love jazz piano. And an extra thank you to the incredible musicians that are behind the keys. Before we get to the music, I want to ask you, do you have a theme in mind? Because we're open to suggestions. If you do have an idea, please tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on all other social media like Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. All right, let's get to the music. First up, we have a track by Will Bonis from his album Change of Plans. Will Bonis has been an active member of the Winnipeg, Canadian, and international jazz scenes since his teen years. Fun fact, at age 17, Will joined Maynard Ferguson's Bip Bop Nouveau Band for a world tour, which included performances at such venues as the Blue Note Jazz Club in New York and Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London. What? Change of Plans, Will's third release, focuses on contrast, textures, and epic storytelling. The quintet, saxophone, voice, piano, bass, and drums is arranged in different ways to create a unique mood for each song. There are duo, trio, quartet, and quintet tracks, and sometimes the vocalist sings with words and sometimes without, taking on the role of a second horn. This is Burning Bridges by Will Bonis from his album Change of Plans, featuring John Gordon on alto saxophone, Jocelyn Gould on voice, Julian Bradford on bass, Fabio Ragnelli on drums, and of course, Will Bonis on piano. And you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. Hey there, welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and this week we're celebrating jazz pianists. Next up, we're going to be talking about Brian Dickinson. Brian Dickinson has been a mainstay on the Canadian jazz scene for over 35 years. His skills as a jazz pianist, composer, and arranger have been heard on well over 60 recordings. What? Including over 10 of his own releases as a leader. As a sideman, Brian has performed and recorded with many of the greatest international players, including Jerry Bergonzi, Randy Brecker, Kenny Wheeler, John Abercrombie, Pat LaBarbera, Maria Schneider, Seamus Blake, Phil Nimmons, Rob McConnell, Mike Murley, the list goes on and on. In July of 2015, Brian recorded with a new group, The Rhythm Method, comprised of Kelly Jefferson and Louise Denny's on saxophones, Neil Swainson on bass, and Ted Warren on drums. His album, The Rhythm Method, was released in January of 2017 and is Brian Dickinson's 11th release as a leader. Fun fact, the 10 tracks are all original compositions by Brian, and The Rhythm Method Suite, a series of compositions, are inspired by the music of Lenny Tristano. This is Stepping Out by Brian Dickinson from his album, The Rhythm Method, featuring Louise Dennis on alto saxophone, Kelly Jefferson on tenor saxophone, Neil Swainson on bass, Ted Warren on drums, and of course, Brian Dickinson on piano. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. everybody. Welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and this week we're talking all about Canadian jazz pianists and the bands that they lead. Next on the docket, we're going to be talking about the Jeremy Ledbetter Trio. The Jeremy Ledbetter Trio's debut album, Got a Light, was released in June of 2018 and is a controlled explosion of big musical ideas, stylistic variety, vivid colors, and compelling musical storytelling. This new project features three Canadian virtuosos, pianist and bandleader Jeremy Ledbetter, drummer Larnell Lewis, and bassist Rich Brown, all at the top of their game. When asked about his bandmates, Ledbetter says, "Working with killers like Larnell and Rich, you don't have to play it safe. They inspired me to really work without a net and let my own compositional personality shine through. Whereas most of my music so far has been rooted in ideas inspired by traditional music, this album is about painting my own pictures and creating a cinematic kind of atmosphere. It's a contemporary jazz album that's telling stories I hope anyone would be able to understand and relate to. This record is the first truly original representation of my own musical soul, and that's a great feeling." This is The Pepper Drinker by the Jeremy Ledbetter Trio, featuring Rich Brown on bass, Larnell Lewis on drums, and of course, Jeremy Ledbetter on piano. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Hey, you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Next up, we're going to be checking out a track by Amanda Tosoff, who is a jazz pianist from Toronto, Ontario. Merging the deep, powerful messages of poetry with adventurous modern jazz, Toronto-based pianist and composer Amanda Tosoff leads a hybrid ensemble with strings and seven rotating vocalists on her new album, Earth Voices, the follow-up to her Juno Award-nominated 2016 release, Words. This album is really cool because it features seven voices. You'll hear the voices of Emily Claire Barlow, Lila Bialy, Michelle Willis, Lydia Purceau, Robin Dan, Felicity Williams, and Alex Samaras. All incredible vocalists based out of Toronto, Canada. This is Fini by Amanda Tosoff from her album Earth Voices, featuring Alex Goodman on guitar, John Maharaj on bass, Morgan Childs on drums, Amanda Tosoff on piano, and Emily Claire Barlow on voice.
The birds
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. This week is a special one because we're not only doing a show packed with incredible Canadian jazz, but we're doing one that features all music led by jazz piano players. So I'm really excited about this. So far, the music has been amazing. If you agree, you should tweet us at OG Publicity. And if you have ideas for other themes in the future, please do send us some messages on social media. Again, you can tweet us at OG Publicity, but you can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. We love to chat with you and we love your feedback. Next up is a track by Matt Newton from his album Within Reach. Displaying his growth as a pianist, composer, and improviser, Matt Newton's new album Within Reach is an outstanding successor to his already well-received debut album Push. Rounding out this dynamic trio are two of Canada's most sought-after musicians, bassist Dan Fortin and drummer Ethan Ardelli. You're listening to the special pianist edition of Orange Grove Radio, and this is Stepping Into the Light by Matt Newton. Thank you. Welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and this is the show where we play the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. But this week, we're not only doing that, but we're playing all music by jazz pianists. Next up, we're going to be playing a track by the Parker Abbott Trio from their album, The Wayfinders. Now, this ensemble is perfect for this piano player-centric episode because they have not one, but two pianists in their band. The Parker Abbott Trio is a keyboard-centric group of Toronto-based musicians exploring the intersections between two pianists and a drummer, and using a huge sonic palette to do so. Initially, the group began as a writing and improvising collaboration between the two pianists, Terry Parker and Simon Abbott. A sense of eclecticism and experimentation informed their first album, Gallery, in 2011. Spontaneous Combustion magazine called it a wonderfully unique and refreshing addition to the music scene. In late 2011, the duo expanded to a trio when drummer Mark Seger was added. Over the course of the next year, the group found their footing as a three-piece, and by early 2013, they had secured themselves a residency at the Banff Center. It was there that they conceived of the bulk of the material that would comprise their newest album, The Wayfinders. This is Coral Castle by the Parker Abbott Trio, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. Even in the darkest of times, there were so many ordinary heroes who gave us hope and succor. It is they who helped change things for the better. In November 2016, activist and actor George Takei shared these words while recalling the internment of Japanese Americans during the Second World War. Ottawa jazz pianist Peter Hum has similar intentions with his new album, Ordinary Heroes. Its 10 original compositions were inspired by his social and political concerns and are meant to uplift and even mobilize today's ordinary heroes. The album features an all-star Canadian sextet of longtime friends, making modern mainstream jazz that thrums with interaction and personality. You're listening to Crises and Reckonings by Peter Hum from his album Ordinary Heroes, which features Kenji Omai on tenor saxophone, David Smith on trumpet, Mike Rudd on guitar, Alec Walkington on bass, Ted Warren on drums, and of course, Peter Hum on piano and electric piano. And you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. And I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And you were just listening to Palermo Street Scenes by the David Restivo Trio from their album Arancina. Arancina is a beautiful album and features Jim Vivian on bass, Alyssa Falk on drums, and has special guest vocalist Von Fritzen on two of the tracks. All right, everybody. Well, we made it to the end of the show. But if you're just tuning in, don't leave yet, because we still have one really great track to play for you. You know, I have to say that I absolutely love doing these themed episodes. They are so much fun, and it's an absolute honor to be able to celebrate Canadian jazz pianists, their music, and all that they do for the Canadian jazz scene. You know the drill. If you have an idea for a themed episode, you want to tell us a story or ask a question, you can tweet us at OG Publicity, and you can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. We love hearing your feedback and chatting with you, so please give us a shout. You know, people are listening from all around the world, so let's connect over Canadian jazz together. By the way, we're on Spotify now, so if you're listening to this show and you love it and you wish that you can hear more right now, you can find the show on Spotify. Just search up Orange Grove Publicity. Closing the show is a track by Canadian jazz icon Robbie Botosh from his award-winning album Old Soul, which features Corey Henry, Ingrid Jensen, Lionel Nueke, Larnell Lewis, Mike Downs, and Seamus Blink. This is Diamond by Robbie Botosh, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Bye-bye!